rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
"Is this really Christian?"
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Well, I hope you're ready for some rock and roll for your soul, because that's what you're going to get today on My Dad Rocks. This is a radio show featuring music mainly from the golden era of Christian rock and metal, which is, in my opinion, roughly a little over a decade, stretching from 85 till about 95. But you know what? They may be more technically advanced today. They may be more polished in their productions, but nothing beats the big hair, loud guitars, and the bold messages of the bands from the golden era of Christian rock. And you're going to hear those bold messages and loud guitars today in the great songs that I'm going to play you. Now, today's verse is coming to us from John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Jesus Christ himself makes the claim that he is the only source of satisfaction you will ever need. And today we're going to explore that truth through the songs that we're going to play. Now, a life without Christ is a life that is going nowhere. Listen to Barron Cross as they sing about this.
Life is short, so go and try. Grab all you can before you die. Is it you? You're going nowhere. Someone came and died for you, but you just want your pleasure.
New life is waiting, it's waiting.
Going nowhere, Baron Cross, with you there. You know what? Without God, you're going nowhere. The Bible says in Romans 1, 19 through 21, for what can be known about God is plain to them, that is to us, mankind, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know there's a God, and you know that you should live for him and give thanks to him. That's what that verse is telling us. But you don't. You live for yourself. And that's leading you nowhere. It's leading you into futility. That's what the Bible says there. Their thinking became futile or empty or nothingness. It came foolish. And, you know, you think you're going to find something in the things you're looking for in the world, but it all leads to emptiness. You know, the Bible says in 1 John 2, 15 through 17, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. It's all passing away. You see, God will destroy this creation with fire, the Bible tells us, and it will burn up and come to nothing. So if you invest your life in the things of this world, you're going to lose. And even if you could gain the whole world, the Bible says, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to forfeit his soul in Mark 8:36? The simple fact that you strongly desire to engage in these things in the world that lead you nowhere, that fact should show you that you're looking for a reason.
Life!
Hey, White Cross with Looking for a Reason. You know, using the things of this world to try and find a reason for living is empty and hollow if you haven't figured that out already. It only deepens the hole you feel in your soul, which drives you furiously into things to seek out things that you ought not to be messing with. And some of you right now are living on the edge, and X-Center sings a song called Living on the Edge. Hey, that was X-Center with Living on the Edge, a song they sang about getting close to that edge, living in nothingness, basically, getting close, trying, pushing and pushing and pushing. He said in that song, you know, you once were told long ago, a man will reap just what he sows. So follow your foolish heart. Remember, the debt is your life. You see, you can follow your heart and do what you want to do. You can do that, but you must remember that you're going to pay one day. You've got to stand and give an account before God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. In other words, what we earn because we sin. sin is death. And you see, we do reap what we sow, as I said in the song. The Bible says that in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption." You know, you plant apple seeds, you're not going to grow oranges. You're going to grow apples. You plant sin, you're not going to get blessings. You're going to get pain, sorrow, corruption, and eventually eternal death. And some of you are planting those seeds. You are you've experienced, you're reaping a harvest of what you've done, and you're experiencing pain and sorrow and suffering and corruption, and you're experiencing that right now. You're close, getting close to the end of your rope. And our next artist, 7 Day Jesus, sings a song about that. It's called "End of My Rope."
Give the love I needed. There was a place
7 Day Jesus with End of My Rope. In that song, they said, I'll never make it alone. And I'm beginning to see that at the end of my rope, I'm going to have to believe in you. You know what? You don't have to wait till you're at the end of your rope before you look to God. I can tell you right now that you were meant to live for something more, something other than the cheap thrills, the temporary pleasures, and the illusions of this world. You know, King David knew that. He knew that he couldn't quench his thirst in this world. He said in Psalm 63:1, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. You see, the world is like a desert wasteland when it comes to things spiritually. There's nothing here that will truly satisfy your thirsting soul. You'll continue to drag yourself over one sand dune after another, following a mirage. You'll think you found an oasis, but when you get there, you'll find there's nothing but sand. You know, Switchfoot sings a song about this called Meant to Live. Listen up to it. We were meant to live for so much more. Switchfoot with Meant to Live. You know, we were meant to live for so much more than what we live for. You and I were meant to live for the glory of God. You were meant to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. And that's why God made you. That's your purpose. You know, God says in Isaiah 43, 6 and 7, he says, bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, whom I created for my glory. You see, God made us to magnify his greatness. The same way that a telescope magnifies the moon. It shows you what's there. He created us to show off his goodness and truth and beauty and wisdom and justice. But we've all come into this world living to make much of ourselves, our desires and our lust, instead of making much of God. And this is, in fact, why Jesus came to earth to die on the cross, so that he might save us from this deadly self-worship, this deadly way of living for ourselves and not for God. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. You see, Jesus came to make us God worshipers again, to return us to the purpose we were created for. And it's only in surrendering to this purpose that we will find our true happiness and satisfaction. Jesus said, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. Luke 9:24. If we believe this and we abandon our sinful pursuits of pleasure and surrender to the superior pleasure that comes from living for the glory of God, we will find what we were meant to live for. Tree 63 sings about this in their song, The Answer to the Questions.
I'm growing tired of a mouth shut tight when all I want to do is tell the whole world about the man sitting at the right hand of the one in heaven. How could I say about it?
Tree 63, the answer to the question. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is all that he said he is. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. If you continue to buy the lies of the devil and live for yourself and the pleasure of this world, then you're only going to reap destruction. But if you repent, that is, you leave these lies behind and turn in faith to Jesus Christ so that he can make you a God worshiper, then you'll experience this kind of abundant life that Jesus promised that he came to bring. Jesus also said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. And he who believes in me will never thirst. Jesus himself claims that he is able to fully satisfy the hunger and thirst you feel in your soul. Jesus is really all you need. Here, shout with all I need. Hey, that was Shout with All I Need. You know, he said in that song, the very first line of that song, I don't know what people are thinking when they say my face a crutch. I can think of lots of different things that's keeping folks in their clutch. You know, that's such a great point. You know, for those of you who would say that religion is just a crutch to help those who are weak, think about all the things you pursue and the things you look to, the things you depend upon to keep you afloat in this life. Money, drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography, relationships, entertainment, food, whatever it is. We're all weak and we all look for things to support us. But the things of the world can't support you. They always let you down. And you know that's true. And, you know, it's those who look to those things, the things of the world, that are foolish. But Jesus Christ will never let you down. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Those who depend upon him, are not being foolish at all. They're being extremely wise. He's all you need. And if you'll make him your everything, you will be wise too. Here's Stryper with Everything. Stryper with Everything. You know, the Apostle Paul, like Stryper, long before Stryper actually made Jesus everything, Apostle Paul made Jesus Christ his everything. He says this in Philippians 3:7-8, "But whatever things were gained to me, Those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, from whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. Jesus Christ was Paul's everything. You know what? Jesus Christ is my everything too. I found him that way the summer before my senior year in high school many, many years ago, and have strived to make him my everything. And I hope that you would do that too. You know, we have to live for God. We talked about that earlier. We live for his glory. That's why God made us. Here's Pillar singing a song, asking a question about will you live for him.
About the time I'm spending here with my crew. See, we're traveling down the road on the way to the show. Grab back seats, grab it right, and words on the flow. Bradley bring a beats, collab, boom, and the bass. Some of us will love the spirit singing in this place. So we're in. See, we're battle soldiers, got spiritual warfare. Fighting for the souls of the lost in this dark nightmare. Eternal flames and the national teeth, man. The thought of anyone there, we just cast them. We got this question for ya, to ask yourself over again. Are you gonna live in sin, or are you gonna live for him? I'm gonna let you know, gonna show you how. And if you wanna live for him, you gotta do it right now. You see, it's written in stone that thou shalt not steal. That's why we're coming up out of the speakers, give me something real. I feel good, and at the same time, when we praise God, we make the crowd jump up, we'll make your hands bob. We got this question for ya, to ask yourself over again. Are you gonna live in sin, or are you gonna live for him? I'm gonna let you know, gonna show you how. And if you wanna live for him, you gotta do it now. We got this question for ya, to ask yourself over again. Are you gonna live in sin, or are you gonna live for him? I'm gonna let you know, gonna show you how. And if you wanna live for him, you gotta do it right now.
Spiller, live for him. You know, they ask a question in that song, are you going to live for sin, or are you going to live for him, referring to Jesus? You know, living for sin leads to eternal death in hell, and they mentioned that in the song. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 and 9 says this, the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Did you hear what the Bible said? It said those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel. You may have been told that the gospel is something you receive. You know, you just say a prayer and ask Jesus to come into your heart and you're okay. But the Bible says here that the gospel is something that must be obeyed if we want to go to heaven. Now, how do I obey the gospel? That's a good question. John the Baptist, Jesus, the apostles all said repent when they preached about the gospel. Repent when they shared the gospel. That is, they are commanding people to turn around, to stop living for themselves, gratifying their desires, pursuing their own agendas, and to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. Or as Pillar's saying, live for him. And if you say you are a Christian, then are you living for him? That's the question you have to answer. If you're not, then you're deceiving yourself and you're lost. And XL and DBD sings a song about this called Don't Fool Yourself. Hey, that was XL and DBD with their song, Don't Fool Yourself. He said, you know, while you smoke joints, drink booze, and lay with the woman, and then you got the nerve to call yourself a Christian, hot or cold, nah, man, you ain't neither. Don't say you're a believer when you follow the deceiver. You know, that's an echoing of what the Apostle John said in the book of 1 John. He gave us several tests to know whether or not we're really a Christian. And listen to one of them. Little children, make sure that no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin, because he's been born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. You see, the devil likes to reassure us that since we say that we believe in God, since we say that we believe in Jesus or the Bible, that we're okay. But here John tells us, in no uncertain terms, mind you, that the person who practices sin is of the devil. That is, the person who makes a practice of sinning, a habit of sinning, is not of God. They're not a Christian. But the person who practices righteousness, the person who makes a habit of obeying God's word, is of God and is a real Christian. If we were meant to live for the glory of God, which we started the show off with this morning, if we're meant to show off his greatness, then we can't do that if we're living for ourselves and indulging in sin. Now, White Cross talks about our need to live fully for God in their song, Take It to the Limit. That's all for me today. I'm out of here. I'll see you next week from My Dad Rock.
Ride on the stock market.
The Dow plunged nearly 1,000.